cut from a different cloth. I don't buy fabrics, slick like Phantom. God damn it, no man was an island until I landed.
Welcome back to the morning news.
Welcome back to The Morning News, your number one weekly interview podcast. Today is a very special one. We're joined by South African rapper, songwriter, and icon, Questa. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, brother. I'm really, really, really good, man. Shout out to everybody listening, and thank you guys for having me.
I just want to take some time just to say thank you so much for finding time out of your busy schedule just to speak to us. It really just means a lot, and also to the people that get to hear your story, and on behalf of them, I just want to thank you.
No, man, I also want to say thank you, and thank you for all the support I've been getting. It's one thing to inspire, but you have to be inspired in order to inspire, so I've always been inspired by people, so thank you for the love that I've been getting also.
And as we just begin, may you tell us a bit about who Questa is, and may you tell us about what sparked your love for music.
Questa is a guy from like a hood in Katlehong in the east side of Johannesburg, a hood called Katlehong. You know, I'm really just a lover of music. I'm pretty much your next door neighbor kind of guy. I was never really a popular guy growing up. I was always the quiet, shy type, didn't have a lot of words for people. And I think that's why I then fell in love with music, because I felt like since I cannot speak a lot and I'm very reserved, I can, however, record this music and I can express myself, you know. So I think around about high school is when really the bug of music hit me, after listening to, you know, your Tupacs, your Eminems, and also Squatter Camp from South Africa, you know, H2O and Proverb and Pro Kid. I then started taking it seriously and felt like it's something I could do. You know, it started off as just a thing to be able to speak, and then it became something I loved. The more I learned about hip hop, the more I fell in love with it. And as soon as I recorded the first playback I played, made me even fall in love more, you know, because as soon as I played that, there was no turning back. My family couldn't tell me anything. No one could tell me anything. I was going to be a pop artist, you know.
You spoke about being born in Katlehong, and you were raised by a single parent. How were you able to always stay focused and not let your current affect your future?
I wasn't always focused, you know. I'd slip up every now and then, as everyone is allowed to, you know. And it was through these slip ups, you know, when there's too many of them, and then you start feeling like a disappointment to yourself, you know, because you're coming up from a place where you just generally have to have thick skin. Just everything around you is potentially dangerous. Everyone's looking out for themselves, you know, and yet at the same time, there's so much love. But if you get caught up in the wrong side for too long, then it's hard to get out. And so the more I slipped up, that's the more I learned and kind of decided or built a sort of resistance to slipping up. You know, I then decided and made it mentally clear that I was going to change friends. I'm going to be around friends that have similar goals or similar love. And this would be hip hop. This would be music in general, you know, people with studios. And we put together some money to, you know, set up a little setup, you know. So it's the friends I chose. I didn't really do it myself. I just decided to choose the people that would help me on this journey, and hopefully I would be helping them on whatever journey they were on. So the company I kept changed. It wasn't really the fact that I had a big epiphany or something big happened. I just decided to change the people I rolled with and pretty much roll with similar-minded people.
I completely agree, and I think that's a really good thing that you did about changing your company, because there's a quote that says, if you hang around with 5 millionaires, you'll be the 6th. But if you hang around with 5 people not doing good things, you'll be the 6th. And with that, how important do you think the company you kept was in you developing your skills and becoming who you are today?
It was really important, you know. It was important because some of them were also rappers. So to also sharpen the skill, you know, rap is a skillful art form. I think everyone can rap, and the difference between each artist is how they rap and the skill in which they say these words. So it helped me with that. So I improved with the skill every day because we were rapping back and forth. Some of the people were engineers or self-taught sort of people who could record what we're doing. And they helped me sort of figure out how to record myself and how to project on the microphone, you know. And some of the people were really scholars, you know, academics, you know, who were doing something different. And they just helped me the discipline of things, because school is something that needs discipline. So it was just a lot of characters that were in there that kind of helped shape who I am. And I would also assume that vice versa, because also not everyone was a rapper. So you kind of took what you could from everyone and was hoping that you were giving off everything that you could to everyone. You know what I mean?
I completely get you. And on the topic of music, you came back after 5 years to release your 4th studio album. May you tell us a bit about what inspired the name of the project?
I mean, really, the previous albums were Dakar, you know, outside of the first one. The first album was Special Request. And then for the second album, I decided to just call it Dakar. And then third one was Dakar 2. So I wanted to take a break from the Dakar series, you know, and kind of kill Dakar for a little bit. And hence the God Guluva, you know, which G-O-D is an acronym for the ghost of Dakar. And Guluva is like a typical guy from the hood, you know, from the bad side of town, mm-hmm. which pretty much describes who I am and who I'm trying to be. I mean, you kill a king, you get a god, you know, that's why that's abbreviated though. Because I wanted to just literally put the brakes on the Dakar and revisit it later, because I felt like this album was going to be a whole lot different from what the Dakar series was.
We obviously saw that in the music that was released, because through the 5 years, you started a family, you got married, and the music was kind of different from the Dakar series.
Yeah.
You still were releasing other music, which was really good because we weren't short of any music. But why 5 years?
I mean, it wasn't like a planned thing with, yo, let me make everyone wait 5 years. There was many factors, you know, also the fact that there was not enough time for me to focus on an album. We were blessed with having a very successful album with Dakar 2, you know, so that kept me on the road almost every day and all the time of the day. I was never really around until I started getting a breather at like 2018, 2019. Mm-hmm. You know, and even then the main focus was to try and get back into things with family, you know, readjust with the family and go, oh, okay, I won't leave as much now. What role do I play? So the family man mindset had to come in. Then I had to also had just decided that I want to be a husband, you know, and I got married, you know what I mean? So all these personal things were things that they weren't all personal things, you know, some of it was work. So the work got in the way of the work, you know, in other words, you know. And in 2020, when there was like a lockdown and things due to COVID-19, that's really the only time I really got to kind of try and focus on a body of work, you know, because we were all indoors. I wanted to project all of that into music, you know, so it's not really a projection of what the 5 years that didn't have an album was. It really was a projection of what it means to be alone in a room making music. It wasn't really covering the 5 years.
Also with the title, we recently read an article which said the God part had two meanings, one which was vulnerability and the other one which is the ghost of Dakar, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Did you think that your music now needed a certain level of vulnerability?
Yeah, definitely. I think I personally needed to show a little bit of vulnerability, you know, just because you're in hip hop and in the music industry or in the world of celebrities or whatever, you're kind of get caught in a situation where you have to, or it's expected of you to not have feelings, to kind of build this thick skin and have this armor always guarding you from yourself or from whatever else. You know, you're pretty much almost supposed to be, or are told that you're supposed to be some superhuman thing or some extraterrestrial something, you know. But I didn't want to go through that because I have people that my mood influences. I have a family that I'm trying to put. So if I don't connect with my emotions about things, and people won't really get to know me, the people that I really want to know me won't know who I am, because I can't even tap into my vulnerabilities and my shortcomings and my dreams and all of that. All I am is this machine that works in this music industry that's just supposed to pump up music. So I definitely personally needed it. And I also think it was a good thing for Questa generally, you know, to kind of lay it all out, you know, and just say, hey, I'm human, you know, I'm not this machine that's just supposed to pump up hits. You know, I feel certain things and I have opinions about certain things, and I want to put those out there this time, you know, whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong. I'm not trying to put up a whole I'm the star of the show kind of thing. I'm part of a community also.
That's really good. And I think you doing that is what puts you a level above the rest, because that makes your music more relatable, because we have the people who project like, oh, I don't have feelings, it's just the music. And you putting that vulnerability in your music really makes it relatable, because there's going to be someone who's listening and they're like, oh, so these guys actually go through it with all the success. They also go through some things. And I think that's why you've reached the level that you are, because you continue looking at how you can improve your craft.
I think that's what every artist should look into doing, because this is an art, you know, and an art refuses to stay in one spot. So if you want to keep it in one spot because you know that the previous thing worked, so let's keep this formula and just keep it going. Unfortunately, art doesn't work like that. It keeps evolving. It keeps changing itself. So if you don't follow the changes, if you don't accept and embrace all the changes that happen, then you're forcing it to be in one place and you're trying to do the same thing over and over again, which means you don't grow, which means you don't spread the art as far as you want to or as far far as you'd like, which means everything then becomes stagnant and just becomes repetitive. You know what I mean? And because it's an art, it also brings into your lifestyle. It means you don't try anything new. You don't chase dreams anymore because you think this one dream that you got or this one thing that you did right is the one thing that you need to keep doing. Unfortunately, when you realize a dream, you also find other dreams. And that's how I look at just making music. You know, you make one smash hit song, you got to go find another one that's slightly different. You got to go, you know, you constantly have to be searching. Art is a whole search. That's why when you ask an artist, what's your best song? They can never answer you because they all were made for different purposes and were all made in different moods and all touch you differently. You know what I mean?
And on the topic of the whole music industry, you've been in the industry for a really long time with releases like Ngood and Spirit. And with that, who were some of your influences early in your music career?
Early on, I had a couple, you know, when I was starting off, because I generally loved music, but I just liked listening to it. And when I started making the music, then I started sort of leaning towards certain artists. You know, and from an American point of view, because this is hip hop, it would have been like your Eminem, you know, your Kanye West. And here in South Africa, there's been a whole lot, you know, from Squatter Camp, H2O. But I think my biggest influence was probably the late great Pro Kid, you know, who pretty much comes from the same background that I come from, you know, who viewed this hip hop thing the way that I wanted to view it, you know, who had a certain skill about just how he played with words, you know, just everything about him. And he carried with him himself, however, you know. He was from the hood, but he'd go to Sandton and be hood. He wasn't in Sandton trying to be like the people in Sandton. You know, he was there and he was himself and he was rapping in his language and he was just, you know, how he carried himself. I looked up to that so much. And because I knew we were different people, I knew it wasn't going to be the same thing, because if I carry myself like myself, I'm not trying to be a Pro Kid, you know, I'm trying to be myself. So he taught me that. And that's what I've been trying to follow.
I'm glad that you had influences like that, and even with Pro Kid, about how he was authentically him. He didn't want to change for other people, and who he believed he was, that's what he would show to people no matter where he was.
Yeah, and I really respect that thing, man. I try and carry myself like that too. Regardless of where I am, I mustn't change who I am to kind of accommodate whoever's around.
As an altruistic influencer and role model to many young people, what advice would you give anyone trying to pursue a similar career path?
That's it, man. Like, the being yourself. The being yourself is very important, because you never lose touch of the type of things you like and the message you want to put out there. You know, just be yourself. Be stubborn about yourself and who you are. You know, as long as you've figured out that this is who you are and this is who you are comfortable with being, don't let the game change you. You know, we're in this thing to try and move and push the envelope forward and not be changed by the game. So we try to change the game and not be changed by the game. So just stay yourself. But also, very importantly, with hip hop, especially because of the superstar status that people will give you, that then becomes the dream. I think people get attached to what they see on TV. And I think that's a big problem. I think first, when you, especially with hip hop artists, I think you first have to really have a real conversation with yourself and ask yourself, am I good at this? Can I really do this? Because sometimes you're chasing just being on TV. I want to do this just to be on TV. And yeah, you will. You'll shoot a video, you'll make a song, and you'll be on TV. But it won't be good. It won't be dope. And you'll realize about 20 years later that you've wasted 20 years of your life doing something you knew that you weren't good at just because you wanted to be on TV. So just have a real conversation with yourself and don't be scared of yourself to say, I'm not good enough to do this, you know, because the music industry is a big thing. You know, there's A&Rs, there's managers, you could find your place in the music industry food chain without having to be on the microphone. So for those that want to be on the microphone, make sure you are good at it. And if not, find another passion within the same industry.
I completely agree. And I think also just being honest to yourself and doing things for the right reasons, not saying I want to do music just to be on TV. You also have to do it for the right reasons. And I think when you do something for the right reasons, you will be successful.
Yeah, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be on TV, but then go act, go do that and make sure you're good at whatever it is that you're doing within the industry. Just make sure you're good. Don't do it because it looks good. Do it because you're good at it and you think you can do it. Because you don't want to regret it 20 years later, trust me.
Yeah. As we get to rounding off, in every podcast, I have a signature question, which is, what does happiness mean to you? So today, Mr. Cuesta, what does happiness mean to you?
For the longest time, happiness to me meant the happiness of everyone around me. But I think I'm changing. I think I'm slowly changing, and I care a little bit more about myself now. So happiness to me is almost peace. You know, it's a life with no regrets. You know, if you can wake up every day and be okay with who you were yesterday and didn't have a nightmare while you were sleeping about something that you did, and you can wake up in the morning and feel like I like who I am. I think that's pretty much happiness. It's not necessarily something I can go to another room and touch and feel and go, yo, this makes me happy. I think it's a feeling that you wake up with. And if you're content with the type of person that you've become, regardless of your bank account, regardless of your possessions, just who you are as a person is a person that you're proud of. I think that's the pinnacle of happiness.
And with that, I'd just like to say thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Muse today. We wish you the best in all your endeavors, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for having me once again. Soon enough, when the world is fine, I can't wait to visit out there, you know. But I know there's love and there's support out there for Questa. I really appreciate every single one of you. And thank you for having me, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoy it.